The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball, presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, who encourage parents to talk to their children about the consequences of marijuana.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers, one at a time.
By Clay County Funeral Home, helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our heart.
By Macon Bank and Trust, your hometown community bank since 1919.
By Delhalla One-Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Here we go again. For the fourth time this year, the proud communities of Clay and Pickett counties collide. Anytime these neighboring rivals meet, it's with the desire to obliterate each other. It goes beyond sport during a Bulldog Bobcat contest. It gets personal. And it's always more personal when it's for region gold. In his 25-year career, Rob Edwards has hoisted the region title 9 times. And 3 of those sectional home court qualifying wins came against the Bobcats. As a matter of fact, he's 3-1 against Pickett in this game. However, the winds of change have been blowing inside and outside of the gym lately, and it's the Bobcats who have 3 wins over the Dogs this season. It's time to see if the black, purple, and gold can take a bite out of the Bobcats for the first time this year as we get set for the Region 4A Championship. Welcome to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts Free Game Show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Bulldog basketball, brought to you by H&H owners Chris and Derek Hicks.
Fueled by their passion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is the name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or equipment part to fit your needs.
Plus, they specialize in rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket tee, and much more. So besides getting you back on the road and back on the water, they can also get you back to work in no time.
And they provide it all with community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. So give H&H Auto and Equipment Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all your parts needs.
Though H&H is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway, where owners Greg and Melissa Brannon invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements, windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way, with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermit Springs.
Gone Country Cafe, serving country cooking at its finest on Salina's historic courthouse square.
Ollie's Place, look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Aslock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent. Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Macon Trust, your hometown community bank since 1919.
Hopper Grove Body Shop in Gainesboro. The next time you bend it, call Little Robert. He'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Salina Lumber Company, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll preview tonight's boys matchup and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network. Folks, this is the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show, our 28th overall basketball broadcast of the 2025 season. For the fourth and final night in a row, we're here at Livingston Academy for the Region 4A tournament. Soon I'll be joined by Doug Strong for this boys' title game. With me right now is the man who's chomping at the bit to see his team hoist some conference gold for the first time since 2022. He's our analyst, statistician, and founder, Thomas Weaver.
Be nothing sweeter
for sure, Daniel, to see Clay County knock off the Pickett County Bobcats. And you mentioned it last time here at Livingston Academy this season. And, Daniel, they've been great hosts this postseason, and the last one may be the best yet. You alluded to it as we get ready to call the Region 4A Boys Championship. And guess what? Features one of the best rivalries around. Clay County, Pickett County, small-town basketball at its best. Going to be fun.
Absolutely. These two squads, the poster team, so to speak, for District 7A when it comes to boys basketball. Fitting that they meet here in this region title game.
And like we have here throughout the tournaments, we're audio only again tonight due to TSSAA mandates. No sights, but plenty of sounds coming in this one, as I expect it to be a fever pitch of an atmosphere here tonight, Daniel.
Yeah, you've got to think so. This gym is going to fill up. It's about halfway full right now, about 7 o'clock tip. I expect a large crowd on hand.
We wouldn't be here to witness it without our sponsors on the Horizon Sports Network. We can't thank each and every one of them enough for making this all happen. And a special shout-out to the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, who is our presenting sponsor for this basketball season. And, of course, we always like to say the Horizon Sports Network started as an extension of the Del Holla Horizon newspaper, so we hope folks will pick up a jam-packed copy next week for coverage of all these games we've had this week. Up next, we'll talk about the Dogs' region semifinal win in our recap segment, so stay with us for much more of the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show ahead of this big Region 4A Boys Championship. And we're going to get a preview of what will be inside the pages of next week's newspaper with our Del Holla Horizon recap segment. The story will talk about how Nolan Adams flipped the script on Joe Burns when things looked bleak for Clay County midway through the second quarter of their 64-57 elimination of the Red Devils. The Dogs were down by 13 when his brother Nate Adams got one to go, prior to Nolan going on a personal 10-0 run to close out the first half with his team down just one at 25-26. Clay County then extended their unanswered scoring streak as Lance Burchett and others got going, and they made it a 21-0 spurt to claim a lead in the second half before going up by as many as 10 three times in the third quarter and heading into the final frame ahead 48-42. There the Dogs held on to the 7-point win with perfect free throw shooting down the stretch. Nolan ended with 19, Nate had 14, Lance Burchett 16, Coley's 11, and Hayden Adams 4. What a game it was, Daniel.
It was good, and you know, after cutting that deficit and taking that lead, you just felt the confidence coming off of that squad, and you just kind of knew, hey, they're going to hang on and do this. And as you mentioned, in that fourth and final quarter, did everything they needed to make sure they advanced.
Hope we see that here tonight against Pickett County. Folks, we'll be right back with much more of the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show as we get ready for Region 4A Boys Championship Night here on the Horizon Sports Network.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Legend H on the Quinn Parts pregame show. Time now for the Cumberland Exteriors Boys Tournament update. We'll go ahead and just take a sweep across the whole state here as we've got 8 different boys region title games going on tonight. Starting in the east, where we've got North Greene versus Cosby. Cosby beat UNACA to get into that contest, and it was North Greene who took care of Hancock County. So Region 1, North Greene and Cosby, Doug, up there in East Tennessee. Then looking over at Region 2, we see the pairing up of Oliver Springs and Harriman. Oliver Springs eliminated Midway in the semis, and it was Harriman who knocked out Jellicoe in the semis. So Regions 1 and 2 featuring some familiar names there. North Greene, Cosby in 1, Oliver Springs, Harriman in 2. Of course, those 4 teams will pair up in some form or fashion in Monday night's boys sub-state games. Of course, one common opponent there, not a common opponent, Cosby, a team that Clay County played and beat. So always nice to know that you've already knocked off one of the Sweet 16. Yep.
And that put us in some of those matchups with those teams. So we've got to look at some teams we can possibly see if we can keep advancing.
Over in Region 3, it's Chattanooga Prep. They eliminated South Pitt and Van Buren County, who knocked off CSLA. Of course, Prep and Van Buren, the squads that Pickett and Clay will match up with, depending on winners and losers here in this region round tonight. Prep, the team that most folks have been worried about throughout the year, but you never can tell, may be a good one with them and the Eagles. Nice for them to get back in it. Last year was Chat Prep and South Pittsburgh boys who were in that. Of course, Prep, the region champs, had a 3 pick. It went to Prep last year, and it was Prep who won that contest. Gordons will beat South Pitt in advance. So different matchups this year. Looking at the west side of the state, Region 5, it's Santa Fe who knocked off Eagleville. Eagleville at times, I think, the number 1 team in the state. They beat Pickett County twice. They're done. It's Santa Fe advances there, and they meet Richland, who eliminated Moore County in the semis. So 2 familiar names, Santa Fe and Richland in Region 5. Oh, Doug Goff. He's had such good commentary this whole time.
But that matchup there with Santa Fe and Eagleville, I mean, both of them, 3 losses going into that game, so 2 quality teams. But that happens a lot of times. You get matched up in that elimination game and somebody good's going home.
Region 6, Wayne County and McEwen down there, some other names that we've heard of over the years.
Yeah, like I said, that you know, if you look at you know, past years, there's premier names come up, and there they are. I mean, those are, you know, programs that's been there, and so you're looking at quality teams again.
Region 7 featuring Humboldt and Middleton, and then finally the always mysterious and dangerous Memphis region. You can get a team come out of there that just really gives everybody fit some years, depending on how those players are stacked. Of course, Memphis kind of open zone, and students can go in different places. You've got Mace and Hillcrest in the Region 8 title game.
Yeah, and you know, like I said, you don't ever know down in that area, but you know, Mace is always one that's in the thick of everything down there. And like I said, if you get into Shelby County, that's the open enrollment. They, you know, you could be at one school one year, and next year you could be somewhere else. So, but it's always quality coming out of that Mace bunch. So they're a team that's there regular. So, you know, again, those names that you see, they're there.
No doubt. Folks, that's been the boys' tournament update, brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, roof, and more. There are other folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements. Time now on the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show for a quick full coverage final word. Will we get Doug's last thoughts before tip-off, brought to you by Ashog and Strong Insurance? Doug, we know the opponent very well. They're 3-0 against us this year. Joseph Monette and the Pickett County Bobcats. Hoping tonight will be different.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, we talked to their night. There's no secrets. We know what they're going to do. They know what we're going to do. Can we make the adjustments to have a chance to beat them tonight? The first three matchups, we hadn't done very well. You know, what can we do to slow them down? That's what we're looking for tonight.
How important is it for our guys to forget those first three? Let Coach Edwards remember those, change the game plan. Our guys just need to act like this is the first meeting of the year, don't they?
Well, yeah, and you approach it, you know, guys, the pressure's on them.
Right.
You know, the good thing is you're advanced to the next round right now, both teams. So you go out there and play pretty relaxed and go. Like I said, the pressure on them. Everybody expects them to win, you know, so go in there and play.
Thomas, quick panel thoughts from you here to wrap this thing up.
Well, I think that's the big factor here. You know, they saw what Clark Raines did to Clay County last night. Pickett County has to be worried about this Bulldog team with their athleticism. And, guys, they're peaking,
yeah.
I think, after that win with Joe Burns. So it's just about coming out and making this what it is. Clay County, Pickett County, come play. Play with all you got and see where it falls.
Absolutely. That has been the Full Coverage Final Word, brought to you by Shock and Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and Salina today, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. Almost time for the playing of the national anthem here at Durward Bond Memorial Gymnasium. Livingston Academy has been our home away from home this week, fourth night in a row that we're here, and proud to be here covering this action. We will go to break now for the playing of the national anthem. Come back into the Gone Country Cafe starting lineups.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from the air to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from the air to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no money down, low cost financing heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
Fishing and boating at Del Hall Lake are some of the best you'll find anywhere. The Clay County Chamber of Commerce invites local folks and out-of-town visitors to make plans now for a trip to Del Hall Lake. Not only is the lake home to the world record smallmouth bass, but it's one of the best houseboating lakes in the nation. For more details, you can contact the local chamber at 931-243-3338 or visit delhollalake.org.
Back on the H&H on the Equipment Parts pregame show, we'll wrap it up with the Gone Country Cafe starting lineups. Home team on the scoreboard tonight, the Pickett County Bobcats District 7 champions, 23-7 record on the year. Head coach Joseph Amanette, Ninth season overall up there, 176 wins to 95 losses in his career. They're at a four-game win streak into this contest. Starting for Pickett County, senior number 10, Lyric Paris. Senior number 11, Jacob Amanette. Senior number 14, Eli Reagan. Sophomore number 21, Nathaniel Cobb. And a freshman number 23, Cole Amanette. Clay County Bulldogs, head coach Rob Edwards, 25th season overall, 558 wins to 225 losses. 20-7 record this year. They are the runner-up out of District 7A. Right, a two-game win streak into this contest. Starting for Clay County, junior number 2, Cole Leeds. Senior number 3, Lance Burchett. Junior number 4, Nolan Adams. Senior number 10, Nate Adams. And the senior number 34, Hayden Adams. Starting lineups have been brought to you by Gone Country Cafe. Family-owned and operated by Steve and Cassandra Cornell. Gone Country serves country cooking at its finest with breakfast all day, weekday specials till 2 p.m., new extended hours Monday nights, and their famous Friday night catfish. Have you gone country lately? Time to get it on, guys. Region 4A title game, just like we like it. Clay County and Pickett.
Yes, sir. Audio only broadcast due to TSSAA mandates again tonight, the last night of the Region 4A tournament. And this is Clay County, Pickett County.
Here we go. Pickett County with opening possession. They work at the hoop to our left. Nathaniel Cobb, three-pointer left side in there. Lance Burchett on the inbound for Clay County. Clay, the visitors on the scoreboard, wearing the gold travel jerseys, black numerals on them. Pickett, the home team. They wear their white home jerseys, black numerals on them, trimmed in yellow. 7:30 mark of the first. Nolan Adams, top of the key. Bounce pass to Nate. Nate drives in, 10-foot jumper, no good. Rebound, Pickett. Jacob Amanette now quickly across the timeline. Deep three ball, top of the key, no good. Rebound, Nate Adams. Nate going to come across the timeline, and they say he steps out of bounds. We've seen that several times here during this region tournament. That sideline just a little tricky here at the Livingston Academy.
Well, when you get bumped, yeah, a lot of times you do step out of bounds.
Yeah, a little contact there to help that out.
Well, they have let them play this week as we like. And certainly Clay County needs to do that as well as Pickett County, making it look easy. They're up 4-0, actually 5-0. And Coach Edwards quickly wants to talk to his guys here. 30-second timeout taken. 7:01 mark of this first quarter. 5-0 the score. Cole Amanette with that bucket for Pickett.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Back here at Livingston Academy for the Region 4A Boys Championship. Bobcats off to a fast start. They're up 5-0 over Clay County.
Burchett across the timeline. Reagan and Cole Amanette try to trap him. Bounces it over to Nolan. Nolan at left wing. Clay County working at the hoop to our right. As we sit at the top of the visiting bleachers, Nolan Adams to the hoop. Slice right through him like a hot knife through butter.
Yeah, nice bucket there. Big bucket. Like Steve.
Well, just a huge mismatch. You got Cobb trying to check Nolan Adams. That's not going to work.
No. Nice bounce pass from Cobb to Jacob Amanette, and Jacob Amanette won't be denied. He scores up the right block. Both of the Amanettes with a bucket. Cobb with the three-pointer makes it Pickett County 7, Clay County 2. Lance Burchett right wing, now defended by Cobb, kicks over to Nate. Nate going to drive against the freshman. Cole shot up, no good. Knocked out of bounds by Hayden Adams, and it'll be Pickett County ball. Nate there with the ability to get past the freshman, Cole Amanette, but got so far under the hoop that just didn't have a good look at it. Jacob Amanette drives to the right block. He goes baseline, puts on the brakes, shifts to Paris. Paris under the hoop, has it knocked away by Cole Leeds, regathered by Cobb. Cobb to Cole Amanette, now Eli Reagan. Back to Cole, swung to Nathaniel Cobb. Open three ball, good. Cannot leave sophomore Nathaniel Cobb open. He'll make you pay, Doug.
No, well, all of them. If you leave him open, they're going to get you back. Cobb's a nice shooter.
Lyric Paris, the only Bobcat that you don't see much step behind the arc. He's also a capable scorer. Same thing for Pickett County or Clay County, four primary scorers with a post. Clay County trailing here 10-2. 5:24 and ticking. Lance Burchett to the hoop. He scores. 10-4. I like that possession. A slower pace, a good high percentage shot. Eli Reagan gets his first points. as four of the Bobcats are on the board. 5:05 and ticking. 12-4. Pick it up by 8. Nolan Adams, Euro step. Shot no good. Hayden Adams, a big rebound. And he's fouled in the lane. Official Keith Dyer, maybe the most veteran in the area, getting this ball game. 5:01 mark here. Nolan Adams to inbound off to our right. A nice inbound play. Nate scores, so the lead now only 6, Doug. 12-6.
Yeah, just good inbound play, good take, but Nate knocked it down.
I like this. I thought the slower pace might be better here. We'll have to see. Pickett loves to run. I know Clay does too, but Pickett thrives on it. Cole Aminette loses a handle. Good defense. Oh, I don't like the call. They're going to get Nolan with a call. He's just going after a loose ball. More contact with the basketball than with Cole Aminette, but the call is what it is. Nolan picks his first personal up. 4:39 mark of the first is Jacob Aminette inbounds from the baseline off to our left, works it into his cousin Cole. Cole swings in on Reagan. Reagan a head fake and kicks back to Cole. Wide open three, ball left side. No good. A rare miss from wide open status. And Thomas Cole Aminette has played well against Clay County this year. Cole leads. Oh, also shot. For Clay has played well. He knocks down a three.
Big bugger right there for Clay. Get that back to three.
12-9. Jacob Aminette pounce past to Parrish. Parrish scores off left block. All five Bobcats with points in this opening quarter. And that's what they do so well, distribute the basketball. Halfway through the first quarter, 4:05 and ticking, 14-9 the score. These teams met in the district title game last week. Clay County lost that one 80-56. The first quarter was even, though. We're seeing a good close first quarter this time. Lance Birch at a slow pace. He drives inside. Shot good. What a job.
That's a tough shot right there. Just a good, strong move by Lance, and he gets it in.
Multiple dogs on the board as well. Jacob Aminette been defended by Nolan Adams. Gets past him. Nolan Wisely kind of pulling off there. He had been beat. Don't pick up your second foul. Wisdom there on Nolan's part, I think.
Oh, that's a great smart play there. He got him beat a little bit, and he just pulled back and didn't pick up that second foul.
Jacob Aminette gets that bucket, makes it 16-11, so it's Cobb against Nolan. Thomas is wanting to drive. Here it is. The length of Cobb, though, cuts off Adams. And now it's Cole Eads, left wing for Clay County. 3:13, Hayden Adams, jumper, good. And we've got maybe all the dogs on the board here in this one early. All 10 players on the score. Thomas, am I right in saying that?
Yeah, I think you're all over it, Daniel. Pickett County's actually... Yeah, that's what you got.
Look here, Nolan Adams, three ball right side, no good. He was shooting for a tie ball game, 16-13. Cole Aminette, the rebound. 2:45 and ticking, first quarter. Eli Reagan, right wing. Swings Aminette, now inside to Parrish. Parrish against Hayden Adams. Good defense by Hayden. Kick back out to Reagan, three ball, no good. Rebound Clay County. Clay, another chance here to cut it to a one-point lead or maybe tie. And it's Nate Adams, left side, three-pointer up. Yeah! We've got a tie ball game, 16-16, region 4A title game. And Joseph Aminette going to call the timeout or no?
Whistles have blown. Officials are discussing.
Coach Aminette talking to his players in this impromptu timeout. Still not sure what we've got called here, Doug. Now they're going to
have... Looks like they had a delay of game there, but I ain't sure. Oh, they changed that to a two.
Long two ball by Nate. That's all right. 15-16. Pick it up by one. Jacob Aminette, right wing inside the Parrish. Hayden lost him that time. Parrish gets the shot, so pick it back up by 18. Or not by 18, but by three. 18-15. Best we have played Pickett so far. Only 6 minutes in, but it feels good to be right here with them. Burchett, jumper, left corner, good. From the elbow there, Clay County doing a good job of finding the open shot and taking it, not forcing many things here early.
Yeah, they've been patient, moved the ball, found that open guy, and we've been knocking them down. That's a good sign.
18-17, quality basketball from two really good single-A teams right now. Minute 40 and ticking. Pickett in control of the ball and this one-point lead. Thomas, what do you think about it so far?
Yeah, Clay County just able to match Pickett County's intensity early on for sure. And, you know, got down by eight, made the little run, and came back and tied it up.
Jacob Aminette, kick out to Cobb. Cobb, three-pointer left side, no good. Rebound, Lance Burchett. Burchett now going to come across the timeline, taking his time. I like it. I like the slower pace. I've called for it all day long thinking about this ball game. Nate Adams is going to be fouled by Lyric Paris. Clay County's so athletic, it's just natural for them to want to run. But I think we play into the hands of Pickett sometimes when that takes place.
Well, I think you want to keep pace, but if it ain't there, don't force anything and run it. If you ain't got something, bring it back out. And they've done a good job of that tonight.
Well, right. That's the big thing. Don't run down there and go into a double-team, triple-team and force a shot if it's not there. 1 minute left in this opening quarter. 18-17, Clay trailing by one. We got Max Moody in, the sophomore for Pickett County. He's defending Lance Burgett. Maybe a mismatch there. And Lance does get past him. To the elbow, puts on the brakes, goes to Nate Adams. Nate Adams, baseline drive, he's fouled. No. They say he steps out of bounds again, and once again he was helped out of bounds. Oh, yeah. 45.1 seconds left as Pickett takes back over.
Yeah, but you're right. You know, let the players decide it. They're going to let them play physical. I just want to see them stay that way and be consistent with it.
Only three team fouls called in this first quarter. Two against Pickett, one against Clay. Can't complain about that. That's what we want. Jacob Aminette kicks to Moody in the corner. Moody to Cobb. Cobb to Cole Aminette. Cole now going to take the arrow a little bit. Backs up. 20 seconds left in this quarter. The freshman defended by the senior, Lance Burgess. Lance, a wily veteran out there. Now give off to Jacob Aminette, and they're going to call the second foul against Nolan Adams. And we've just got to control that, because here's the thing. Warner Melton not available tonight due to illness. So the depth, essentially non-existent, first guard off the bench would be sophomore Juju Villa. Juju, a great young player, but need to try not to go to the bench unless we have to. Jacob Aminette, no good on a three-point attempt. Nathaniel Cobb, rebound put back good as the first quarter ends right here. So a single possession contest, 20-17. Pickett with a three-point lead. Region 4A title game. The first 8 minutes are done.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Welcome back to Livingston Academy, where Clay County trails Pickett County by three. It's 20-17 in favor of the Bobcats in the Region 4A Boys Championship game. This broadcast being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition. It's time for your dog scoring summary, brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply for Clay County. Lance Burchett leads the way with 6 points. Nate Adams has five. Cole Eats, three. Nolan Adams and Hayden Adams both with two. Nathaniel Cobb, the Bobcat leading scorer, with 8 points. Cole Aminette, 2. Lyric Parrish, 4. Eli Reagan, 2. And Jacob Aminette has 4 for Pickett County, who lead Clay County 20-17. This dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply, providing essential home and farm needs in Salina, Tennessee for the better part of 2 decades. Copeland's has become a cornerstone of the community home builders and DIYers can trust. Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way.
Hayden Adams, a big bucket, a rebound putback down on the Clay County end, and now on the other end, a foul being called. Is Jacob Aminette going to go to the line to shoot? I think Lance Burgett picks up his first personal.
Yeah, so, and you can see they're going to protect Aminette.
Yeah.
So far in this first quarter, we've seen Nolan Adams picking up a couple fouls, Lance Burgett picking up another one, all against Jacob Aminette.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. He draws some, too. He forces the issue, puts a lot of pressure on you, doesn't he, Doug?
Yeah, and then that's just kind of a good player. He knows he can get that, and he puts the pressure on him to get that call, and he gets it most of the time.
Misses a rare miss on a second free throw. He hit one of two. 21-19, Clay trailing by two. Lance Burgett, top of the key. Of course, Jacob Aminette, the senior, a Mr. Basketball finalist in single A. Is that correct?
He is.
Burgett, jumper from the elbow. Good, Lance Burgett. That's his money shot right there. When Lance pulls up, he's almost automatic from that corner of the free throw line at the elbow. And now lost ball by
Cole.
Oh, they caught. Yeah, good
job. It's a tie game, guys. Clay County got there, 21 all.
Our baseline guy had out of bounds, but the side guy had an offensive foul. And it was a pretty good call. That was a push off there.
Freshman Cole Amonette picks up that offensive foul. As Thomas said, 21-21. Miss on a three-point attempt. Rebound, Cole Leeds. Cole Leeds going to fire his three. No good. Rebound. Nobody. And Jacob Amonette flops to the floor untouched, and a foul called against Clay. Did we push him?
Yeah, we did. I think they're going to get Nolan.
That's the third.
For his third foul with a push in the back.
No, the card on Nolan.
That's his third. And that is not a good thing. Not a good thing. Here we go. Tie ball game, 21-21. Nolan just got to understand that. And now a foul called on Lance Burchett. I don't understand, but I'm not going to try to. A foul called on Lance. That's what happened.
Yeah, we're looking at a, you know.
Pickett going to inbound here. 6:40 mark of the second. Tie ball game, 21-21, and the officials, we're going to have to adjust. They've got a little touchier here early in this second quarter. We simply got to back off. We don't want to. You can't allow a lot of separation and open shots for this Pickett County squad, but we're going to have to adjust to the calls here. Cole Lemonet gives the Cobb. Cobb drags the foot, keeps going, shot up, good. Nice job by Cobb in the paint.
Yeah,
he's a tough matchup.
He is. He's solid in there. Good post move.
It was Hayden Adams defending on him. So 23-21, and this is as close as Clay has been all year at this point against Pickett. Nolan Adams drives, his jumper no good. No whistles blow. Pickett on the rebound. Amonette pushes ahead to Moody. Moody hands back to Jacob. Jacob drives baseline. And they're going to call a baseline out of bounds or another? Yeah, baseline out of bounds on Jacob Amonette. So some consistency there as Clay takes back over.
Yeah, they've got that out-of-bounds call down, looks like.
Yeah, of course, I'm sure Amonette thinks he was pushed out-of-bounds, just like we saw Nate, but consistency there. 5:45 mark here, Nate Adams, 8-foot jumper in the paint, no good off the glass, rebound Jacob Amonette. And now foul called on Hayden Adams, and another of these crazy fouls that Jacob Amonette acts like he's been hit. He's not been hit, but he draws that paints the picture of that dramatic contact, and they call the foul. 5:42 mark of the second. Coach Edwards taking a timeout to talk to his guys about how they're going to have to adjust what's going on, Doug. A 30-second timeout. We'll just stay on out here early in this. We're already halfway through it. Are we playing? Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, our presenting sponsor. We'll talk about them later when we have more time in a future timeout. Doug, a flurry of fouls called, four team fouls called against Clay County here in this second quarter. We can't change the officials. We've got to adjust.
Yeah, and that, I think that's what the timeout is for there, just say, hey, guys, they've tightened up the con a little bit. We got to relax a little right here. Still play solid D, but you got to get off of them a little bit, give them a little space. I'm sure that's what that was right there.
Well, it's definitely changed the complexity of this game, even though Clay County just trails by two at this point.
Cobb with it, top of the key, 23-21. Amonette with it, Jacob drives, gets in there now, foul call on Hayden Adams. Hayden swatting the ball from behind. And regardless of whether it was ball or hand, when you have that from behind, they're often going to get you for that.
Yeah, but the look of that a lot of times is a foul. The look of it, even though it wouldn't.
Yeah, a veteran official, Dyer, standing there 3 foot away from that action, no call from him. It came from half court.
And Coach Edwards frustrated with that aspect of it. But once again, you got to adjust. That's what happens. When you allow the officials in Pickett County to frustrate you, that's when they blow a game open them.
It is.
We've just got to stay cool regardless of what's taking place here. 24-21, 5:20 and ticking. Nate Adams, the baseline dive, a spin, and a foul on the floor. Called there, so a bit of a makeup, in my opinion. We saw a similar call. You just described it, Thomas, a half-court official calling a baseline foul.
Yeah, and that's, again, Keith Dyer kind of trying to maybe get this one dialed in with this crew.
Here we go. Nolan to inbound. Long inbound to Lance. Nearly hit the rafters here in Overbaum Memorial Gymnasium. And if that would have happened, would it have been a dead ball?
It'd been out of bounds.
Okay.
It just went right back to the baseline. It almost hit that goal that's up there.
Jacob Amonette knocks it away from Lance Burgett. Amonette touches it last, and Clay County will take back over. So Amonette, also, you know, known as a great scorer, but also a good defender. Don't talk a lot about that aspect of his game. 5 minutes left in this second quarter, and guys, no points allowed since this quarter has started.
No, it's all even 4-4 from both teams at this point.
So Leeds, baseline pass down to Hayden Adams. Hayden missing the shot, right block, rebound by no one. It goes out of bounds. No one touched it last. Once again, most of our listeners know this, but audio only, Tito West away mandate. There I saw my dad, Jerry Strong, trying to explain that to a listener who did not understand that. We know that the camera's on the scoreboard. We simply can't put it on the court, run allowed to.
Juju Villa stepping in for his first action here as Nolan Adams goes out for a breather.
Aminette, right side. Of course, Nolan with three personals in this contest, and Max Moody going to be backed off of by Villa. Gave to Cole Aminette. Cole with it, kicks out top to Reagan. Reagan drives against Nate. Nate denies. Back to Cole. Cole to Moody in a turnover. Piggott County turning it over. We need to capitalize right here. Trailing by three. 4:19 mark of this second quarter, Doug. A bucket would be big for the psyche of Clay County. Draw back within a point.
Yeah, that's big. When we get stops, we got to get some points when we get stops.
Talk about turnover battling in football all the time. Well, this is the equivalent of that. There was a fumble that just took place. Now we need a touchdown if you want to put it in those terms. Lance Burchett with it. Hands off to Nolan. Nolan to Cole. Cole, deep three, left side, no good. Rebound, Max Moody. Nice job by the sophomore reserve for head coach Joseph Aminette. Piggott County takes back over. A foul called against Lance.
That's going to be three on him, I think, guys.
Yes, it is.
Three fouls on Lance Burchett, three on Nolan Adams, all with basically just non-contact fouls as Jacob Aminette drives the lane, and you can't blame the senior District 7A MVP and Mr. Basketball finalist. He knows he's going to get them,
yeah.
Doug, so he's going to press the issue.
Yeah, he's going to, and should. I mean, he knows he's getting them. He got.
We're not talking about
yeah.
shots at the rim either.
Yeah.
We're talking about, I don't know what we're talking about, but it's not even on a shot.
Aminette misses the first free throw, hits the second, so he had missed two free throws in a row. I bet that hadn't happened all year. Piggott County allowing Clay County to stay with him right here with some missed shots. Clay got a score, and Lance Burchett called for the travel. We've got to get dialed in right here.
Yeah.
We've not done a good job in this second quarter. It's simple as that. The fouls have thrown our momentum off, and we've got to get refocused.
Well, like I said, they're calling that. We got to adjust
yeah.
that. Players adjust that, and we haven't adjusted real well yet.
Piggott back in possession. 4 points the difference, 25-21. Jacob Aminette to the left block, picks up the dribble, kicks out to Cole. Cole defended by Cole Leeds, hands off to Max Moody. Moody back to Jacob. Jacob defended by Nate. Going to reset the half-court offense over the Piggott County Bobcat.
Yeah, Nate got something to give, so why not try him? He's the third guy.
Fourth meeting of the year between these squads. They met twice in the regular season, also in the district title game. Cole Aminette, three-pointer left side. They had missed their last couple attempts from distance. They're not going to miss for too long, I promise you.
No, you give them good open shots, they're going to make them.
We're going to take a break here as full timeout's taken. 3:01 mark of this second quarter. Coach Edwards takes time as he sees his team trailing by 7, 28-21.
Clay County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living in the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back to the Region 4A Boys Championship. Clay County trails Piggott County by 7. It's 28-21. This broadcast being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition.
Step back three by Nate Adams. The complexion of this thing just changed. Went from 7 back to 4. 28-24.
Big buggy right there for Clay County. We needed one right there.
Eli Reagan kicks the Cobb. Cobb swings to Jacob Aminette. Got Nate guarding Jacob. Now, Nate with no foul, so like you said, that's a good decision. wide of the mark on the three-point attempt by Aminette. Rebound Nolan Adams. Nolan to Lance. Lance works right back left. Gets back to Nolan. 2:20 and ticking. Second quarter. 28-24. Cole at the elbow. Gives to Nolan in the corner. Nolan against Moody. Works into the paint. Kicks to Lance. Lance a shot fake and drive against Reagan. Gets past him. Shot fake. Lance. Good. Lance Burchett with a big bucket. He's got several in this one. He's playing good, Doug.
Yeah, just a great take right there from Lance. Like Steve Senior stepping it up, and he is.
28-26, single possession contest. Really liking what we're seeing here tonight. The fourth time may be a charm. At least we're competitive. We have not even been competitive late in the second quarter in our other attempts. Come Aminette, no good on his shot. Rebound on Adams. Clay County doing a good job on the defensive boards of limiting the second possession opportunities of the Bobcats. Nate Adams getting hot. I hope.
Oh.
Bank shot, no good off the glass. Rebound to Aminette. Aminette the other way gives to his cousin Jacob. Jacob loses the handle, regathers, working against Nate. Nate comes up with a steal. Layup opportunity coming one-on-one, gets past Jacob, scores. Nate Adams, this is the Nate of old here. Really in a good zone right now. We've not seen this in a while out of Nate Adams.
Well, great defensive effort and 11 to a bucket.
Minute 10 left in this one. Aminette drives. He scores off the glass. Nice job by Hayden pulling up, not getting a contact. He really wanted to contest that shot.
Well, and that's the adjustment you got to make.
Yeah.
You know, you got to realize you got the foul. Sometimes they just got to get two.
Pick it back in front by two, 30 to 28. 50 seconds and ticking. Nolan Adams just holding it. Max Moody allowing that. Now he steps closer. Nolan backs up. Moody stays with him. No count yet from the officials. 40-second mark, separation from Adams, the junior against the sophomore. You've got to like Nolan in this one. Cobb sits in the paint to help in case Moody gets beat. Almost, I don't know what it is. We're playing man on a few here.
Well, yeah, you'll see the help side. Coach Aminette's always sagged in the paint. That's where you get the dump off underneath.
Down to 13 seconds. Lance Burchett now left side. Pickett County amps up the defense. 8 seconds and a travel call on Cole Leeds. A shot fake and a drive, and they say he slid the foot on the shot fake.
You're going to see Nolan Adams coming out here so he doesn't pick up his fourth headed into half.
Lance Burchett going to stay with his three. Juju Villa checks in, so
you
Nate
see
Adams.
Coach Edwards looking at Lance and saying, do not foul.
Right.
I got to have you.
Here's the inbound. Nate defending against Jacob Aminette. Jacob drives past him into the paint. Jump stop. Layup good. That's fine. No foul call. Aminette gets the bucket as the second quarter ends. I like the restraint by Clay County there, not getting a cheap foul to end the quarter. 32-28. Pick it up by four. Region 4A title game. And I'm glad to say we've got a good one going.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Bay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591. Because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
With the Citizens Bank mobile app at Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off, and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Open up an account today to take control and protect your money with the Citizens Bank mobile app at Bank of Salina. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Across our communities, Macon Bank and Trust Company is here for you. We stand firm behind your investments, and we continue to be a strong supporter of our local schools. Macon Bank and Trust Company, a proud sponsor of our youth athletes, your hometown community bank since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Wondering what the Chamber can do for you? The Clay County Chamber of Commerce is the best business partner you can have. Offering the lowest dues in the region starting at $50 a year, the local chamber has the resources to get the word out about your business. From print advertising in local and regional publications to digital promotion on social media and beyond, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is your source for letting people know what you have to offer. And 100% of all chamber dues goes to advertising for members. So become a member today and take advantage of the endless opportunities offered by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Livingston Academy. We're at halftime of the boys' Region 4A championship game. Clay County trails Piggott County by 4, 32-28. And it's time for your first half breakdown brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. It was a three-point ball game in favor of the Bobcats at the end of the first quarter as Clay County kept pace early on. And then they tied the game midway through the second quarter. But Piggott County outscored them 12-11 to increase their lead to 4 here to break 32-28, as we've seen a pretty even ball game between two good Class A teams here looking to win the Region 4A championship. Clay County being led by seniors Nate Adams and Lance Burchett with 10 points apiece. They're into double figures. Cole Eads has 3, Nolan Adams has 2, and Hayden Adams 4 for the Bulldogs. For the Bobcats, Jacob Eminette, 9 first-half points. Nathaniel Cobb leading the way with 10, the only one into double figures. Eli Reagan has 2, Lyric Parrish 4, and Cole Eminette 7 for Piggott County, who lead Clay County by 4, 32-28 here at halftime. This first-half breakdown has been brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Try out the new Premier checking account and find out how to make a deposit from anywhere with ease. Check your balance and much more. Go online and do that at MaconBankAndTrust.com. Macon Bank and Trust, come grow with us. Much more to come here on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, including the Subway Trivia Challenge coming up next.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Back here live from Durward Bond Memorial Gymnasium, Clay County and Pickett County Region 4A title game. 32-28, Clay County trailing by four at the break. Time now for the Subway Trivia Challenge, brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brannon, who invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches because fresh is what they do. The winner will receive through the mail a Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free 6-inch Subway sandwich of their choosing at the Salina Subway location. Please text your answers to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Remember to include your name along with your answer. Here is tonight's trivia challenge question, and I think it's a good one. In the region finals of 1985, Coach Thomas Watson led his Salina High School Bulldogs in the battle against the Pickett County Bobcats. A 73-64 win gave the Dogs their second straight region crown in a game that saw Salina star Joey Cole lead all scorers with 29 points and 19 rebounds. The Dogs were leading by 10 points to begin the fourth quarter, and at the 6:44 mark of the fourth, Cole was at the line to shoot two. After hitting the first, he missed the second, which was tipped in by a teammate to give Salina a 13-point lead that was never threatened again. Who tipped in that missed Joey Cole free throw at the 6:44 mark of the fourth quarter in the 1985 region semifinal game? If you want to take a stab at that, send in your responses to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. We'll read that one more time. In the region finals of 1985, Coach Thomas Watson led his Salina High School Bulldogs in the battle against the Pickett County Bobcats. A 73-64 win gave the Dogs their second straight region crown in a game that saw Salina star Joey Cole lead all scorers with 29 points and 19 rebounds. He was at the line with 6:44 left in the fourth for a pair of free throws. He hit the first and missed the second, which was tipped in by a teammate to give Salina a 13-point lead that was never threatened again. Who tipped in that second missed free throw? Several guesses coming in. Tiff Brown says Jeff Arms. Melanie Lykins says Tracy Strong. Melissa White says Jeff Arms. Hannah Bowles guesses Jeff Arms. All of those incorrect. We have a correct answer on the hotline, and it is Craig Ogletree. Of course, he was a Bulldog at that time himself on the gridiron. I don't know if he was ever on the hardwood, but he's probably had that game. And he says it was John Carlisle, 100% right. John Carlisle, the Dog, who tipped that in. Congratulations to Craig Ogletree, the Clay County Sports Hall of Famer. He'll be receiving a free sub certificate and a Horizon Sports Network sticker, courtesy of Subway and local owners Greg and Melissa Brannon, whose sandwich yard is ready to take your order in person, online, or in the Subway app every day until 9 p.m. Eat fresh and refresh at Subway on the bypass in Salina. Craig, I think a first-time winner there on the Subway Trivia Challenge. Congratulations. Third quarter action underway. Lyric Parris gets a bucket. His fourth point to the contest. Actually, maybe it's sixth. I'll leave that stuff to Thomas. Clay County working at the hoop to our left in this second half of play. Pickett County the hoop to our right. Pickett County back in front, 34-28. Nate Adams drives in, jumper, no good. Rebound, Jacob Aminette. Aminette the other way. Passes ahead to Cobb, stolen by Lance Burchett. Burchett to Adams. Nate ahead to Cole. Cole, Eurostep, shot up, good. And the bucket. Cole leads. A big opportunity here to complete a three-point play the old-fashioned way, Doug. A smooth move by the junior.
It was a good take right there. You know, forced a turnover, and he just attacked the rim, got a good call, and made the bucket.
Yeah, and it all started on the defensive end, guys, as Lance Burchett saved the ball to go out of bounds. He got it to his cousin Nate. Nate rifled it up the court to Eads, who finishes the three-point play.
The 64% free throw shooter's true on that one. We've got a three-point game, 34-31. Jacob Aminette, three-pointer left side, no good. Rebound, Nolan Adams. Nolan Adams out to pass ahead to Nate. Nate across the paint to Burchett. And there it's Jacob Aminette coming up with the steal. The transition speed
Did not convert for Clay County. Cobb misses his layup. Rebound Nolan Adams. Now going to need to slow it down, I think. And we do so. Nate now going to come across the timeline. Pickett County, one of the few teams that can play fast with Clay. And I think maybe they're even better at it. Nate Adams, right wing. He drives inside. Defensive foul called against Nathaniel Cobb. The Birdstown Boo Birds come out. They didn't like the call, but I assure you, folks, it was the right one.
Yeah, good take by Nate. Drew the foul. Of course, that's an adjustment. You know, you've seen those calls going that way first half. Now, you still got to attack it, and we got that call. So
that's one of the first times we've seen Nate drive. He drove baseline earlier and was pushed out of bounds. Nate misses the first free throw. It could be that if we also were aggressive on the drives, we may get those same fouls. Now, we don't have to do that full speed, quick, and transition to do it. It can be out of the half court. Nate misses the second free throw. Rebound Jacob Aminette. So a pair of missed free throws by Nate leaves this at a three-point game, 34-31. Aminette to Cobb. Cobb over to Cole. Cole Aminette on the drive. Kicks over to Cobb. Cobb baseline drive and offensive foul call. Veteran official Keith Dyer with a fine call there. Nathaniel Cobb with the second offensive foul.
Yeah, boy, if that went the other way, it would have been four on Nolan Adams, guys.
No doubt.
You know, that's a big risk there for Nolan, but fortunate it went Clay County's way.
Eighth charge of the season taken by Nolan. He took one in that region semifinal game against Joe Burns. Six-minute marker of the third, 34-31. Clay trailing by three. I'm proud to say, again, this is the most competitive, closest we've played the Bobcats this season. The three prior contests, Pickett won 76-41, 59-31, and 80-56. Lance Burgett jumper, no good. Over the back?
Yep.
Over the back being called. Hayden Adams with the box out. And it is going to go against Lyric Pierce.
Yeah. Feel like he actually held him right there.
He did.
Had him right there.
Timeout taken. We're going to stay on air to talk about our presenting sponsor of the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition.
Yeah, the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition encourages parents to talk to their children about the consequences of marijuana, and they offer this message to help them do so. They say parents should be clear on their stance and show they disapprove of marijuana use. Let them know you care, and you're there to talk whenever needed. Build your child's skills and strategies for avoiding marijuana use, and be a good source of information for your child. For more information, go online at samhsa.gov/marijuana. The project's funded under a grant contract with the State of Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services. Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition has been our presenting sponsor all season long here on the Horizon Sports Network. We appreciate their partnership and everything they do in the community.
Absolutely, we do. Doug was showing me some information there. Clay County softball opened up their regular season first home game tonight. And overtime, extra innings win.
Extra innings of 1-9 innings, 5-4. Just an excellent effort by freshman Riley Baxter. Struck out 12 in the game. And Jade Walker had a home run in that. Just good play by a good Clay County softball team.
Absolutely. Of course, several of the basketball players have not yet joined the softball squad. They're going to get even stronger as the season progresses. Cole Aminette, a big three-pointer coming out of the timeout. Clay County quickly. Nate to Cole. Cole layup on the glass. Good. Now, there's some speed that worked out well for us. Great vision by Nate Adams, and has that all-state quarterback arm to throw it the length of the court. Cole with the bucket. Cole Aminette for Pickett with the three. Cole Eads for Clay with the two. Makes it 37-33. Now Cole Aminette tries to hit a jumper. No good. Hayden Adams rebound. Clay County doing a good job on the boards tonight.
And
credit.
Cole doing a good job there to alter that shot a little, make him change it a little, get that miss.
Highly athletic play. Cole playing outstanding during his junior campaign, speaking to his twin sister Ella earlier in the day, and even though I'm sure they have sibling rivalry, she had to admit Cole having a great season. It's Nolan Adams. It's his first three-pointer from left side. We've got a one-point game, 37-36. Pick it up by one. Jacob Aminette kicks over to Cole Aminette. Cole shoves Cole Eads to the floor, and jump shot is good. Cole Aminette with a lot of points here. Could have been an offensive foul. Maybe a good no-call.
Yeah.
Now Cole Eads the other way, kicks out to Lance Burchett, three-pointer right side, no good, rebound, Cole Aminette. Now we can't let this surge of momentum take us out of what's got us here. And it's Max Moody on the inside drive, he spins and shoots and scores. Because when we start going fast, I've said it all night, it's been my dread all day, Pickett
really thrives on that. Lance Burgess slows it down here.
Yeah.
41-36, 5-point difference. Nolan now left wing, out to Cole out top, swung the net, hit right wing. 3:45 to take in third quarter. Hayden Adams inside, shot no good. Rebound Nolan. Nolan spins, waits, shoots, does not score, but he's fouled. Cobb picks up what I think is his third. Coach Aminette frustrated with his sophomore player. Just not a heads-up play by him.
No, it wouldn't. It's, we talked about it earlier with ours. You get a little foul trouble, you just back off. Sometimes it's 2 points what you give them and save that foul.
Nolan misses that first free throw. Clay County 1 of 4, I think, from the line. Maybe 1 of 4 in this quarter. Misses the second. 3:40 and tick in third quarter. Max Moody baseline drive quickly, and now a foul called on Lance Burchett, his fourth personal, and another of those that I think to be a bad call, but I'm not going to even go there tonight. Burchett with his fourth personal. So Lance going to have to be smart here the rest of this way. As we mentioned, Warner Melton not available tonight due to illness, so that's a huge blow. Warner, the sixth man, essentially a sixth starter, when you look at minutes played per contest. Max Moody hitting those free throws. Warner Melton playing 18 and a half minutes a contest, so over half the game played by Warner Melton each and every night. So huge to not have him.
It is, you know, 18 minutes is hard to make up.
Nate driving in, misses the layup, cleaned up by Hayden Adams. His shot no good. And now a foul called against Hayden Adams. .314 mark of the first. And Coach Edwards is going to take a timeout. Once again, going to have to refocus his squad. They're trailing 7 now, 43-36, 3:14 left in this third quarter.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Welcome back to the Boys Region 4A Championship game. Clay County trails Pickett County by 7, 43-36. Lance Burchett goes to the bench with his fourth foul.
Tough, tough to not have the senior on the floor. 3 minutes left in this third quarter. Cobb with it out top, gives them an at three ball blocked by Nate Adams. Nate's done a great job since he switched over to Jacob when Nolan got those two personals quick earlier. Cole leads 3-point top of the key, no good. Max Moody, the rebound, the jump ball going to be called here. Good job by, who is that getting
Hayden?
Hayden. Hayden tying up Moody for the ball. Great hustle.
You should have known who was on the floor.
Yeah.
In a tie-up. That's Hayden Adams, the senior leader, who just brings it night in and night out.
Certainly does. Clay County with the possession arrow. Nolan and the official on the baseline having a funny conversation. Both of them laughing down there. 2:47, they're cleaning up some sweat, some moisture off this floor. 2:47 left in this third quarter as Clay County works for the inbound. Nolan works it into Cole. Clay County trailing by 7. Close ball game here in the Region 4A title game late in the third quarter. Clay and Pickett County. Snowman spins. 8-foot fadeaway jumper. No good. Rebound. Cobb. Cobb to Jacob. Jacob trying to draw that contact. No fouls on this one, though. Cole Aminette. 3-ball. No good. Pickett County the rebound. One of the few times tonight they've had the second chance opportunity, and they do make it work.
Nathaniel Cobb scores from left block. And I've been impressed with that. Clay County's defensive rebound has been good tonight.
It has. And like I said, just got to relax right here and get us a bucket. We need a bucket right here.
Yeah, crucial possession for the Bulldogs as they trail by nine.
Nearly the biggest lead of the night. Not the biggest, but nearly. As Nate Adams is three-pointer no good off the front of the iron there. Tried to draw the contact foul. No whistles blow. Max Moody the other way. He scores quickly. Pickett County with the score. Clay County only with one timeout remaining. And they certainly probably won't take it here. You'd like to, but can't do it. Pick it up by 11. Nolan Adams with it. Defended by Max Moody. Coach Edwards talking to him there. Kicks out to Juju Villa. Villa going to fire the three. He can hit him. Misses that one. Cole leads the hustle rebound. Cole Amonette with hands on him. Free throw range jumper good by Cole. Cole Leeds playing really big.
He is. He's playing nice right now, defense and offensively.
47-38. Pick it up. Euro step Amonette. No good. Wild shot by the freshman off the board. Rebound Cole Leeds. Cole going to slow down here as he's defended by Reagan. Eli Reagan, a sound player. We don't talk about him enough. When we call these games, he does so much without the ball in his hand. Thomas, you're a big fan, I know, of him and his older brothers. Nolan Adams misses the three-pointer. Now, Hayden Adams, a hustle rebound, gets to Cole. Cole leads three-pointer. No good, man, at this shot, too. Right wing had a good look. Of course, John Parker Reagan, the older brother I was alluding to, both of them being great players.
Yeah, and you don't see it, you know, it's kind of like Hayden Adams and these other guys. Everything he does doesn't show up on the scoreboard books, and you know, a great defensive player. He's checking Nolan Adams right now, and you know, both teams just solid across the board. We've talked about it all year long.
Absolutely. 40 seconds and ticking, third quarter. Max Moody drives inside, kicks out to Cobb. Moody again now works against Villa. Juju doing a nice job. They're going to call a foul on Juju, but that's all right. He had fouls to burn. Moody misses the shot. Now he goes to the line to shoot two.
And you'll see Lance Burchett come in on the Clay County offensive possession as Villa doing a great job inside. Coach Amonette thought he could take care advantage of the mismatch there. Unfortunately, Moody going to the line, but credit Villa.
First and away by Moody, it's good. Yeah, a pair of sophomores there doing battle. Now, from an athleticism standpoint, Villa, every bit as good as his other Clay County teammates. From a stature standpoint, Doug's a little smaller, but an experienced player in his own right.
Oh, he is, and very athletic. So
Moody at the line to shoot the second. 33 seconds left in the quarter. He's good on it. 10 seconds, the difference here. Or not 10 seconds, but 10 points. 48-38, 30 seconds left in this third quarter. So Clay keeping it close through three quarters. We're nearing the end of this third eight-minute frame. Nolan works against Moody, loses the handle, regathers it. 15 seconds now on the clock. Kicks to Cole. Cole drives against Reagan, kicks to Lance. Lance playing with the four personals, as Thomas said, for the offensive possession. Kick to Nolan. Nolan, three-pointer left side. Yes! Big shot. Jacob Amonette now tries to answer his shot blocked by Nate Adams, and he's complaining about not getting the call. Perhaps a technical could be in order for Amonette, but they don't stick him with one. 48-41, Clay trailing by seven at the end of three.
When there are just seconds to go, and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life, too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Livingston Academy for the Boys Region 4A Championship game. Clay County trails Pickett County by 7, 48-41, headed into the fourth quarter. And here's your dog scoring summary brought to you by Salina Lumber Company. Don't see this much. Nate Adams, Lance Burchett, Cole Leeds, all with 10 points apiece for Clay County. Nolan Adams has 8, and Hayden Adams 4 for the Dogs. Jacob Amonette, scoreless here in this second half. He's got 9 in the game. He had that at the halftime. Eli Reagan, 2. Lyric Parish 6, but both Nathaniel Cobb and Cole Amonette with a cool dozen each at 12. And Max Moody, 8 points, all in that third quarter. This dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Solana Lumber Company. Serving you since 1962, Solana Lumber has been supplying local construction projects for over 6 decades. and remains committed to their longstanding tradition of supporting the community. Salina Lumber, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Cole Aminette missing a three ball from left corner. Nate Adams the rebound. Big possession here. Opening up this fourth quarter. 7:30 and ticking. 7:40 and ticking there. Pick it up by eight. Foul called against Pickett. Coach Aminette now going to be frustrated for one of the first times tonight. There hadn't been a ton of calls that had been questionable against Pickett. Of course, we're going to say everything's questionable against Clay, and you guys know us, but here we go. 7:25 and ticking. Lance Burgett, this methodical half-court offense, looking for good shots. High shooting percentage tonight out of Clay, and we've created some second-chance opportunities that we have not done in the prior three meetings with Pickett. Nate going to drive, puts on the brakes, shoots, misses. Rebound Jacob Aminette. Just well defended by Cole Aminette there was Nate Adams. Knocked, a travel by Jacob Aminette. Was that Nolan or Nate from behind with the swat?
May have tapped it a little and forced him to walk right there with
good
it.
Good defense.
Yeah, Aminette's frustrated. Again, scoreless here in the second half, only 9 points in this ball game, and you see that frustration creating a turnover.
49-41. Clay trailing by eight. Lance Burchett playing with four personal fouls. Kicks it out to Cole Leeds. Cole works against Jacob. Dishes to Lance, right wing. Lance shakes and bakes. Gets to the eight-foot mark. Jumper, no good. A good look there. Something he's been hitting. Six and a half minutes in the fourth. Cobb with it. Swings to Reagan. Now Cole. Back to Jacob. And Jacob will feel that pressure from not scoring. And maybe force something. He forces one there. It was an open look. It wasn't a force, but he missed. Nolan Adams the rebound. Nolan to Cole. Cole spins at the block. Shot no good, but he's fouled. So Cole Leeds, who has been pretty good from the free throw line this season and tonight, goes back to the line where he's been before already.
And you go back, you talk about Aminette being scoreless in the second half. Well, guess who's been guarding him?
Right,
somebody
right.
That hasn't guarded him all season long. He was forced into it due to foul trouble. But I think the length and the athleticism of one of the best athletes around
bar none
is affecting Jacob Aminette at this point.
Nate's had two blocks and three or four deflections.
Yeah, big size mismatch in terms of height there. Cole Leeds misses the first, hits the second, 49-42. 7-point game. 6 minutes left, Region 4A title game. Coach Edwards with nine prior region titles in nearly a takeaway. Nate couldn't squeeze the ball, goes out of bounds. Did a nice job knocking it loose. Coach Edwards in this round, 9-5 record in this region title game, 3-1 in region title games against Pickett. 18-8 against Pickett at neutral sites.
So Pickett make a free throw in this quarter? I missed it.
Or did Cole make both and they give one to... I don't know, Thomas. You had him at 48.
I had 48-41 headed in to the fourth.
I think Moody was at the line, perhaps.
Okay. Maybe I missed one.
5:40 and ticking. Fourth quarter. Yeah, I must have too. 49-42. 7-point game. Cobb with it. Works the right side of the lane. A foul called. They're going to call against Hayden Adams from behind. We've seen that call all night. The back hip contact.
Yeah, it was just basically he bodied him up, hands straight up in the air. He did jump with him a little bit, but Cobb doing a good job of finishing it, going to the line for the and one.
See, and the thing I hate about those fouls, they don't really affect the shot, yeah. So they get a good shot with the contact coming from the back hip, and Nolan Adams, jumper no good, a quick possession, and no points for Clay. 5:20 and ticking. Clay trailing by nine. 51-42. It was Cobb completed that three-point play. And now
I was right before then.
Yeah, now 53-42 is Jacob Aminette scores finally here.
Okay.
11-point difference. And still 5 minutes left, Doug. I don't think Clay needs to get rushed right here. And as far as... don't press the issue. Keep doing what you've been doing. Nate to the hole. There was a good, clean take. Nate Adams getting to the hoop, to the left block, with no defender between him and the hoop.
Yeah, at this point, like I said, you're running your offense, getting good shots. You just got to get stops. That's your main thing now is stops.
53-49, back to single digits. 4:30 and ticking, nearly the halfway mark of this fourth and final quarter. We've got 53-44 on the scoreboard. Moody drives inside, kicks out to Cobb. Cobb had an open look. Hayden Adams steps up to him, wants to drive against him. Good defense by Hayden. Good shot by Cobb. A good matchup that Cobb won that time. Cobb with a height advantage over Hayden. Pick it back up by 11. Burchett out top. Lance kicks to Hayden, who's come outside now, creating a clean lane for the Clay County guards to drive. Deep three by Lance Burchett. It's good.
Big bucket. One we needed right there.
Lance playing with these four personal fouls. He's guarding Moody on this end, so not a primary scorer trying to save the lifespan of Lance Burchett. A takeaway. Nate Adams knocked it loose. Khalid comes up with it. Gives it to Nate in the front. Coordinated left block. Lets it clear out. Scores. Nice job by Nate. We've cut this thing back to seven. Actually, six, according to the scoreboard. 55-49. And, Thomas, I may have been what messed you up earlier on something. I may have called an incorrect differential at some point. Jacob Aminette kicks to Moody. Back to Aminette. 3:15 and ticking. Region 4A title game. Non-elimination, but this is for a home court sub-state advantage.
Oh.
A foul. Who was guarding Eli Reagan?
No one had him.
No one has picked up his fourth then?
That's correct.
Another one of those tough ones. Another of those tough ones. Fortunately, 3:07 left in the fourth. So a lot of time in one way is Lance and Nolan play with four personals, but not a ton. Paris misses the shot. Nate the rebound. Nate 1-on-1 against Jacob Aminette. Jacob Aminette gets the defensive foul, and the shot was good. Did I see you right? The shot good?
Who counted it?
55-51. I know the Pickett faithful wanted to see a charge there. Those of you watching the video feed of UCR and listening to us can decide for yourselves. But Nate to the hoop. And he completes the three-point play the old-fashioned way. We're within one possession, 55-52. New life here against Pickett County.
All because of the senior on both ends of the court, guys. Nate Adams doing what he does. This is the Nate Adams we know in the biggest game of this year.
First time we've seen him in the zone in a while, as I mentioned earlier. Nate has some aggressive defense that he can play because he's got fouls to burn. I've got him. I've got him with one, I think. That may be wrong.
Oh,
a foul now being called against Nate Adams.
Oh, I had to stand up on that one.
Well, he got the wrist. Got the wrist as it was knocked loose. Coach Edwards telling him, look, calm down, man. We got to have you here. And he does so. Here we are, 2:29 mark of the fourth. Pick it up by three, 55-52. Both of these teams going on to Saturday's, or actually Monday night's, sub-state boys round. It's just a matter of will they travel or will they be at home. The opponents are going to be Van Buren and Chad Prep.
Go.
Yep, sure does. And when you're playing with a fourth, it was a horrible call. But once again, what can we do to change that? I'm not even going to get upset about it. I've done all season long. I'm going to take my own advice.
Well, basically, you know, if they drive the lane, you can't guard them. You can't cut them off. You might as well just turn your hips and let them go. That's what we've seen all night long. All five fouls against Nolan Adams have been that type foul.
Yes. And that being said, here's the good part of that. 2:14 left. That's a long time. But he has survived with a high foul count this whole time.
Turnover right there.
Nice takeaway. Here we go. Now's the time for wisdom, caution, and a good shot selection. 2 minutes left in this fourth quarter. Lance Burchett with it. Juju Billis checked in for Nolan Adams, who is fouled out. Hayden Adams right wing gives to Cole Leeds. Cole defended by Jacob Aminette. Uses the Hayden Adams screen. Now picked up by Cobb. Cole drives inside. Kicks back to Hayden. Hayden swings to Cole. Coach Edwards directing traffic from the sideline. Cole spins. Shoots. Misses the shot. What a good look he had. Couldn't get it to go. A great move, but just did not fall.
Just a great look. Great move. Just missed the shot, and it just didn't drop.
Cobb the rebound. Minute and a half left. Getting down to the nitty-gritty. 3 points the difference. Pickett with the ball and the lead. Clay with 14 fouls, so a foul on the floor would send Pickett to the line.
Yeah, and they're going to force a foul here.
Villa against Reagan. Reagan powers past him to the hoop. Just a big mismatch for the sophomore. He did as good as he could. Minute 10 left here. Pick it back up by 5. Burchett now with it. Grabs the left side. His shot up. No good, but a foul call. Colin Manette picks up one. Lance going to the line, leading free throw shooter on the squad. 70.1% on the season. I don't know that we have seen Burchett at the line tonight.
You're exactly right. He's got a baker's dozen with 13. No free throws for Lance Burchett. And he's been pretty aggressive going to the hole.
It's the first. 4-point game. 57-53. Minute 4. Burchett with another one. Seconds away. Cool is the other side of the pillow. 57-54. 1 minute remains here. Nate Adams defending. Jacob Edmund comes up with a steal. Adams to the hoop. Lays it off the glass. We've got a 1-point game. And once again, Nate can play aggressive because he's not in foul trouble. Villa against Reagan. Reagan across the timeline. 45 seconds left here in this fourth quarter. 57-56. Pickett has blown out Clay in the three prior meetings. 1 point the difference. 35-7. Nate with it. Left wing. Slows it down. Gives to Lance. Clay training by one. Doug, this is what we want. Lance Burchett drives. Stops. And he gets over. They're waving it off. They say he travels or a foul on the floor. Foul on the floor. Jacob Amonet trying to be an official. No, that fourth or the fifth.
It'll be the fifth, I believe.
Fifth team foul, so Burchett going to go to the line if Doug's right.
Yeah, two shots.
All right, so same as a shooting foul. Lance Burchett at the line, 24.8 seconds left here. He just hit a pair. Now he's got two more to shoot. Clay trailing by one, 24.8 seconds. First one's away. Oh, baby, it's good. Tie ball game. 57 all. Seconds away. Good. Clay up by one. 24.8 seconds left. Pick it with the ball. Nate defending Jacob Amonet. Jacob uses a pair of screen. Drives. Stops. A foul called on Nate. Now Jacob goes to the line. Now that's about the fourth maybe on Nate. So he's going to have to... Just his second?
Yeah.
All right. No, well, he can keep playing like that. All right. 15.8 seconds left. His Nate has two personals. Jacob at the line. He's missed multiple shots from the free throw line tonight.
He's 50% right now. He's 3 of 6.
First one's away. Good. Tie ball game. 58-58. So, Doug, Coach Edwards, only one timeout left, so he may not immediately call one to talk about it here because it would be his last.
No, I think he'll save it so we get something we don't like on the end.
No good on the free throw. Nate Adams, the rebound. Clay County, 10 seconds left. Ball game tied, and now the timeout going to be taken. All right, 58-58. 8.9 seconds left. It is a full timeout. We're playing one half and coming back for the conclusion of this contest. Be back in 30 seconds.
Wondering what the Chamber can do for you? The Clay County Chamber of Commerce is the best business partner you can have. Offering the lowest dues in the region starting at $50 a year, the local chamber has the resources to get the word out about your business. From print advertising in local and regional publications to digital promotion on social media and beyond, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is your source for letting people know what you have to offer. And 100% of all chamber dues goes to advertising for members. So become a member today and take advantage of the endless opportunities offered by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce.
Doesn't get any better than this. 8.9 seconds left. All tied up. 58-58. Clay County, Pickett County, Region 4A title on the line. Dogs have possession, Daniel.
Dogs in possession. Nate Adams to inbound from beside Coach Edwards. And the scores table on the floor. Juju Bella, Lance Burchett, Cole Leeds, Hayden Adams, and Nate Adams. Now timeout taken by Pickett. Another full timeout. We'll play one ad and be back in 30 seconds.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
We're back again. Region 4A Boys Championship game. Tied at 58, 8.9 seconds left. Doug, who you got?
Well, right here you got to get it in Lance and Nate's hands. The last set we had Nate inbounding. Usually the inbounder's getting it back. So, Pete County, that's what he called his timeout for, to make that adjustment to see what they're going to do. So, look for them to try to take that away. But you want to try to get it to Lance right here to start with, then back to Nate and let them two go to work.
Nate to inbound from the same spot between Coach Edwards and the scorer's table. Here we go. Work it into Lance. Clock starts. 7 seconds. 6, 5. Lance drives. Slides. Dishes it outside. A turnover. He thought Nate was staying in the wing. Ends up throwing it out of bounds. So Lance worked hard to get into the paint. Got to the 8-foot mark. Put on the brakes. The shot wasn't there. So he was going to kick to Nate at the wing and nobody was home. So 2.7 seconds now on the clock. Now, Doug, where will Pickett County inbound from?
They're going to go right in the beach area of Raleigh County right here. I've seen Dyer point to the sideline there.
Right where the ball went out of bounds. Yeah. Like you said, Lance Burgett looking for Nate Adams at the three-point line. Nate had already cut to try to get the ball. But, you're looking at what do? You pick them up. Got to pick them up at half court or you pick them up full, Doug?
Well, I'd pick them up, make some – where they can't roll the ball and that kind of stuff. I'd pick them up, but I'd be soft picking them up just to make sure they get, have to dribble the ball.
Of course, timeout was taken by Pickett. That's why we've had a break, of course. We never said that. Full timeout. So Coach Edwards still talking to his guys. They've left the huddle. He comes onto the floor talking to them here as he tries to lead this black, purple, and gold squad to his 10th region championship in his 25-year career.
No, he's going... Okay.
So they're going to inbound from this left corner?
Right, it's a free throw or volleyball line over extended right there.
Basically where the ball went out of bounds.
Right. 2.7, Lyric Parrish to inbound. We know they'll work to Jacob Eminent. They do so. Nate Adams going to defend him. Shots up at the buzzer. No good. We're going to overtime, folks. We are going to overtime. 4 minutes going to be put on this clock. The Farm Bureau postgame show is going to have to wait because we're 58-58. With 4 minutes on the clock, we'll be right back. Region 4A title game.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Back here live, Clay County going to control the opening tip. Hayden Adams, out jumping Lyric Parrish. Here we go, 4 minute ball game. 58-58, District 7A championship. It's bigger than that, Region 4A championship. Playing for home court advantage in a sub-state game. Nate Adams, left wing, drives inside, kicks the co-lead. An offensive foul called on Nate. His third, one of the worst calls we've seen tonight. But I'd rather I had the you stepped out of bounds call. He was shoved there, but offensive foul. Here we go, Pickett now in advantage. Nate with three personals, so he can still play aggressively defensively for one foul anyway.
Yeah.
Pickett with the ball. Reagan against Villa. Reagan lowers the shoulder, drives to the hoop. That's a tough matchup. Villa being bullied there yeah. by Reagan, and Reagan kind of led with the elbow. At what point in time is that an offensive foul?
Well, you wonder tonight, but, I mean, he kept it in pretty good.
Well, I mean, it was, as far as aggression goes, it was more aggressive than Nate, but mechanically it was more Sam. Hayden Adams, free throw range jumper, no good. Pickett with this two-point lead, 60-58. Now they have a chance to extend. Amonette quickly all the way into the paint, spins, shoots, scores. So 62-58. Nate Adams across the timeline. Clay County needing a good look here. Nice one by Nate. Blew past Nathaniel Cobb and laid it off the glass. And now Villa again against Reagan. Drives against him. Villa going to be run over. Reagan has got an offensive foul call. Juju Villa not going to be bullied that time. He takes the harm. And now Amonette talks to the officials about why that should have been a defensive foul.
Well, that's a good play by Pickett. Try to take advantage of that matchup. That's just good defense by Juju right there.
62-60 after Nate's bucket. So Clay with a chance to tie or take a lead. 2.5 minutes left. Lance Burchett with it. Defended by Eli Reagan out top. The seniors going to do battle. Long two-point jumper by Lance. No good. Rebound, Jacob Amonette. He wrestles it away. Clay County clears out. And Amonette comes slowly up the court, getting instructions from his dad. Cobb right wing, swings to Reagan in the corner. Now back to Jacob, defended by Nate. Nate going to have that close up in personal defense here. The count starts. He gives off to Reagan. Now Cobb, 2 minutes left, halfway through this overtime. 62-60. Cole Amonette slides, gets away with it. Everybody has tonight. This floor slick. They've let that happen all this tournament. Cole Amonette to the hoop, misses the shot. Rebound, Hayden Adams. Hayden gives to Lance. Lance going to come across the timeline. Minute 40 left. Lance drives inside, puts on the brakes, gives to Cole. Leads 3-4. No good, and it bounces out of bounds. Coach Edwards applauding his efforts of his junior shooter, telling him to keep playing ball.
That's what you want.
Yeah.
You know,
oh, yeah.
Cole Leeds stroking it from behind the arc wide open in the postseason. Yeah. It's pretty good odds.
Well, that's his shot, and he's wide open. He's got to take it. That's
gotta
a great job.
Pick it back with it. Minute 20 left. Bobcats lead by two, 64-62. Reagan gives back to Cobb. The Amonette's in the corners at the half court, letting it be a three-man game between Cobb, Paris, Reagan, and Villa, Hayden Adams, and Spurgeon.
Yeah,
minute five left here.
You'll see them trying to milk this clock all the way down.
Hayden Adams keeping pace with Nathaniel Cobb, picks up the dribble. Back to Reagan, same thing. And now Hayden Adams called for the foul. Cobb had the quick step on him. Hayden fouls out, so Jake Copeland going to have to come into the contest. And he comes in cold. Now Copeland, another one that has seen time this year. But he comes in for his first action tonight off the bench. Tough spot.
It is a tough spot, but he was in a tough spot in that district tournament to get to here. So he's ready.
Clay County, you know, three starters on the floor. Pickett County all five.
Cobb at the line shooting two, misses the first. A big miss there. So if he hits the second, still going to be a single possession game. 54.8 seconds left. Cobb with one more coming. Pick it up, 62-60. Cobb releases, hits. Coach Amonette calls a timeout, a full one. We'll go ahead, play a couple, and be back. 54.8 seconds in overtime, 63-60. Pickett with a lead.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Tri-County Electric can help make gift-giving easier for any occasion. We carry Panamax surge protection along with NOAA public alert radios with SAME technology. If you don't want to pay cash, we'll be happy to let you pay over 3 months with 0% interest. Tri-County Electric also offers gift certificates that may be purchased in any amount. Gift certificates are always appreciated, and they can be used on any of our products, including the electric bill. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Back here live, Horizon Sports Network Region 4A Championship. Piggott 63, Clay 60. 54.8 seconds left is Nate Adams. Inbounds it to his first cousin, Lance Burgett. Lance across the timeline. He's picked up by Cobb. 45 seconds and ticking. Handed off to Nate. Nate now defended by Cobb. Nate drives, gives back to Lance. Lance looks left to Cole, keeps the ball. Now Lance drives against Reagan, gets to the hoop, jump stop, misses the shot. Rebound, Cole Aminette. Now Clay County probably going to have to foul here. And it is Nate Adams who picks up his fourth personal. And we'll see Jacob Aminette go to the line. Could not allow more time to tick down there. Just probably a good thing to immediately foul.
Yeah, get a little aggressive, Barry.
63-60, Aminette at the line to shoot two. 26.1 seconds on this overtime clock. First one's away, no good. He's missed a lot tonight from the line. Perhaps the most he has all season. I don't know. We don't have those numbers. Second one's away. Good. Two-possession game. 4 points the difference. So Clay needs to come down, take a quick shot, a good shot, but got to do it quickly. Here it is. Nate to the hoop. Hits it. Two-point game. Coach Edwards calls the timeout. It'll be a 60-second timeout, so we're going to play one ad, come back, 19.1 seconds left here. Clay trailing by two.
Locally owned and operated by Chris and Derek Hicks, H&H Auto and Equipment Parts proudly serves Clay County and surrounding areas with all their parts needs. Fueled by their passion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is the name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or construction equipment part. And they provide it all with community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. H&H Auto and Equipment Parts, getting you back on the road, back on the water, and back to work in no time.
Welcome back to the Region 4A Boys Championship game. We're in overtime. Clay County trails Piggott County by two, 64-62. 9.1 seconds left in this one. We got Piggott County with possession. Got the length of the court to go, Doug.
Yeah, well, just got to pick up the pressure now. You got to, you know, we're in tremendous foul trouble, but you still got to go right here. Do what you got to do.
Of course, Nate's been guarding Aminette. Going to continue to do so. We know they want to inbound to him, or maybe not, since he's been missing his free throws a little bit. They're working into Reagan. Reagan now defended by Avila. Reagan across the timeline. He's fouled by Nate. Nate's done. Nate's expired here. He knows he's done, but he's encouraging his teammates. Saying, let's go now. Let's go. You like to see that out of the senior here. So Hayden Adams, Nolan Adams, and Nate Adams have all expired here tonight in this overtime contest. Lance Burgett also playing with four fouls. So coming in now, we're going to go to the freshman, Caden Copeland. Huge storyline, not having junior, I'm going to call him starter because that's essentially what he is, Warner Melton, playing 18 minutes of contest. Sick tonight, unavailable. So Reagan at the line shooting two, hits the first. Makes it a three-point game, 65-62. So we got Juju Bella, Jake Copeland, co-leads Lance Burchett and Caden Copeland on the floor. Reagan with another, it's away, no good. Single possession game, Clay County could tie here. Lance Burchett with it. Going to drive, loses the handle almost, regathers. Down to 5 seconds, going to fire the three ball left side. Ooh, no good. Nearly went. Billy to Copeland. Copeland shot up. It's good. Game's going to end. Final score is going to be Clay County 65, or Clay County 64, Piggott County 65 after Jake Copeland hits the bucket. Now that action has ended, we can put our camera back on. City rule on the TWSWA part, we would have paid the fee had they allowed us to carry it live with video. What a contest. Overtime final score, Piggott County 65, Clay County 64.
exactly what you would expect traditionally from these programs. We're going to play a couple ads, come back to the Foam Bureau postgame show. Going to come back pretty quickly as they hand out team awards and announce the all-tournament team. We'll be right back.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a round.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network. Clay County being handed the region runner-up award. And, Doug, I know right now at the moment they're not too excited about going out and getting that, but what an accomplishment. You were 12-16 last year, eliminated in the region quarters. Now you're going to be playing on Monday night with a chance to go to the state tournament with a 20-8 record. Nothing to be ashamed of, in my opinion.
Oh, no. I mean, we had every opportunity right there. You got to feel good about the way you're playing right now.
Yeah.
Even though it's a one-point loss, Clay County is playing some really good basketball right now.
No doubt, no doubt. Pickett County here getting their well-deserved region championship trophy. Pickett on the season go to 24-7 on the year. If you go to Coach T, they show at least six losses. They like to forget about that Clinton County, Kentucky loss there at the end of the regular season. But, you know, they were the favorites going in. Fourth meeting between these teams this year. And honestly, the only one that Clay County looked good in.
Yeah.
The other three, other than outside of the first quarter of the district title game, they had just had their way with us every second of every other contest.
Yeah, Clay County had a really good game plan tonight and played very well. That's you can't drop your head on the effort. That's what you had to have.
Absolutely. You know, to come in here, if you would have told Coach Edwards when we left Salina, Coach, you're going to have an overtime game, ball in your hands, a chance to tie it into regular or into the overtime, he'd have signed up for that.
Oh, yeah, all day.
Adam Cox being named to the region, 418 from Joe Burns. Carter Cox, the freshman, also joining him. Of course, Adam number 32, Carter 24. Jay Foster from Gordons will be added, the talented junior. Brody Sachs, the senior post player from Gordonsville, being named to the all-tournament team. Now senior Nate Adams from Clay County going to come out. And another of those things, a prestigious thing, to be on the Region 4 all-tournament team.
Oh, yeah. You've got to go do pretty well to just have an opportunity to be on that team.
Michael and Tia Adams send both of their sons now out at half court. I know they're certainly proud of them. As Nolan joins Brother Nate. Lance Burchett now coming out and joining their cousins. Three great players there now. Pickett County are going to have some Bobcats coming out. Senior Larry Parrish comes out. Senior Eli Reagan. Great player. Also coming out. Freshman Cole Amonette. What about it? A freshman.
Yeah.
Being on this prestigious team, and it's once again well-deserved. A great player.
Solid player.
Sophomore Nathaniel Cobb. So two underclassmen, Cobb and Amonette. Pickett County has some great seniors, but talented throughout. That means Jacob Amonette going to be named the Region 4A MVP here in his senior campaign. Youngest son of head coach Joseph Amonette. And once again, guys, we've said that during the girls' game, too, and during district tournaments. What an assembly of basketball players that we're looking at there. We're going to go ahead, Thomas, and transition here on the Farm Bureau post-game show into what we call the Bulldog Wrap-Up, brought to us by Pico Panels of Tennessee.
Yeah, just a great game here between two really good teams. You know, these communities
This goes way back. You talked about 40 years ago, Clay County and Pickett County playing for the region title. The Dogs getting it done then. Tonight, Pickett County getting it done. And this was one of those instant classics, as they like to say. Pickett County led throughout this game. They led by 3 at the end of the first quarter, 4 at the break, by 7 headed into the fourth and final quarter. And then Clay County cut it to a one-point ball game and then took a lead on 2 free throws from Lance Burchett. They were up 58-57. Pickett County went to the line, knocked down 1 of 2 to tie it at 58, Doug, and it went into overtime. Free basketball, free championship basketball here at Livingston Academy. And then Pickett County down the stretch. Clay County had the opportunity to win it. They had the opportunity to tie it. Just couldn't get them to go.
Yeah, and that, as a coach, you want to have it in your hands to have a chance to make the plays. And we had that tonight and didn't make the plays. Still excellent effort by the Clay County Bulldogs.
No doubt. No doubt. That, you know, championship-level basketball, you know, if we play that type of basketball Monday night, we haven't seen who actually won that game. Yeah, we did.
Chad Prep.
So, if we travel to Chattanooga and play that level of basketball, I think we're going to be very happy with the outcome we'll get down there.
Yeah, yeah. Our last few games, we played some really good basketball. Going back to the district tournament that in the second round of the region this game. So Coach Evers has got to be feeling good the way his team's playing right now.
Absolutely.
Yeah, two great efforts. I mean, Joe Burns, that was a great game. You know, Clay County back and gutting one out here, and they almost gutted one out again. Credit to the Bobcats. They've had the pressure on them, and they took care of business down the stretch, and they did it. Basically, not on the shoulders of the guy you would think, as Jacob Amonette was limited to 4 points in the second half by the defense of senior Nate Adams, who got switched over on him. You normally don't want to put your main offensive guy. He doesn't really need to be your main defensive guy, but Nate Adams had to do both in the second half, and he held Jacob Amonette to 4 points in the second half, 13 overall. Eli Reagan finished with 8 points. He was kind of crucial there in overtime and down the stretch. Lyric Parris had 6. Cole Eminette, just 12 in this ball game is what I've got him for. Now, don't hold me to every bit of this. I was a little bit fired up down the stretch there, so I might have missed 1 or 2. Eminette may have had 14. Max Moody, 9 points off the bench. That was big for the Bobcats. And then leading away, Nathaniel Cobb. He got off to a good start early on. He finished with 20 to lead the way for Pickett County. So, you know, they're just solid across the board. When you take out a Mr. Basketball finalist out of this game, basically, but they still get it done, Doug, but just because they're so solid throughout the roster.
Yeah, I mean, they don't put a player on the floor that can't score.
Right.
Even though he brought, you know, the sophomore, we hadn't seen him a lot this year. He come in, was aggressive, and he got points on the board. They're just a solid team. When all five, and you once got off the bench scoring, of course, we had that tonight, too. Our starting five, all of them, one time all 10 players on the floor scored. So that's what you want to see from good teams, and they're just a good team.
They are, you know, and we were hindered, you know, said it multiple times, but a huge loss for us not to have Warner Melton here, you know, our junior experienced guard. And the other thing, you know, we were hampered by some players in personal foul trouble. They had did a good job, finally, of adjusting their play. You know, Cole Amonette had 3. I don't know that any Bobcats exceeded the 3 fouls.
Oh, may have got 4. He may have picked up a 4.
And I'm not saying they did commit them or nothing,
right,
but that was a big difference for Clay to be in such foul trouble and stay so close against a team that wasn't. It's pretty impressive.
Well, when you get into the deciding point of this ball game, we had 2 starters on the floor. They still had all 5.
Yeah.
So that makes a difference. You know, talk about officiating doesn't make a difference. Well, in tight ball games like this, in overtime, sometimes it does. And that proof's in the pudding. We had 2 starters. They had all 5 down the stretch. But Clay County played really well. Proud of the Bulldogs. Jake Copeland with 2 points. Hayden Adams with 4. Nolan Adams, 8 points tonight. And then 3 in double figures. Cole Leeds with 11. Lance Burchett, 17. And Nate Adams, I've got him with 23. I haven't checked my math yet, but the senior really coming on down the stretch when we needed him most.
Certainly did. Folks, that's been the Bulldog Wrap-Up brought to you by Big Gold Panels of Tennessee. Find out how to build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Bug Homes in Hermit Springs. Find out more at EaglePanelsOfTN.com. Eagle Panels of Tennessee, they are simply a better way to build. Time now after this Region 4A title game to announce the TDS top performer from tonight's contest.
Well, again, I think it was both ends of the court. Kind of a re-coming out party for the senior, Nate Adams. Guys, he's been the leader of this school when it comes to athletics for a long, long time, and he had to kind of reestablish himself here in the postseason for the Bulldogs after a two-game suspension. Let's just say it how it is. And tonight, again, when it matters most, he's the man you want.
Absolutely. You know, Nate had, he'd kind of like it is, he'd kind of been in a personal funk as far as just, you know, just the emotions he was playing with and stuff, just a lot of negative emotion and stuff. He did a good job of keeping that in check tonight. He was very frustrated a time or two and wanted to let that come out, but kept it in check. We can't have him letting that stuff get in his head during games like tonight. He kept it clean, kept his head focused, and we saw the Nate Adams that we know and love, and he just was in the zone tonight. I said it during the broadcast that we hadn't seen him in a couple weeks.
And you've seen him talking to his teammates tonight,
yep.
Keeping them involved in everything. You know, even when he fouled out, he was pumping his teammates. So just a good job of Nate all the way around tonight.
Yeah, and, you know, offensively, he was taking that mid-range jumper been so famous for. He was finishing through contact at the rim. He was knocking down his free throws. But I got to say it again. He shut down Jacob Amonette in this second half. Completely shut him down.
100%. I had several clean one-on-one steals from him out at the top of the key there. You know, got caught on a foul or two that some nights wouldn't have been a foul, or he had more steals. Doing the same thing. And yeah, it was great to see Nate come back. Like I said, if we get that, you put Warner back in this lineup, hopefully he's healthy, nobody else gets sick, I'll feel really good about Monday night, in large part because of Nate Adams and the great play he had here tonight, here in his final Region 4A championship game. Tonight's TDS top performer, Nate Adams, brought to you by TDS Disposal, serving all your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. I'll call something else like it is. I told Doug earlier, you know, I think there's a couple minutes left in regulation in the fourth. I said, I'm just glad to be here against them at this point in time because we hadn't even come close to that in three prior contests.
And you know why you're saying that? We knew they had it in them.
Yes.
That's why.
Yes.
You know, it wasn't that we were just getting blown out.
Right.
And we don't like Piggott County, and it really hurts us worse when they beat us. Just because we knew that the Bulldogs could do what they did here tonight. I know they didn't get the win. No moral victories when it comes to this rivalry, guys, but We see the potential coming to life here for Clay County, and it's all ahead of them, just like the girls. It's all ahead of them. Just takes a big win, road win, Monday night.
It does. And, you know, I seldom get to talk boys basketball with Coach Sims, but the other night I asked him, I said, Coach Sims, what did you think of the District 7 title game with us and Pickett boys? He said, man, I tell you what, they are not that much better than we are. He said, we have not played them good yet. But they are not that much better than we are. And I agree with you. And you alluded to that, Thomas. We saw it here tonight. Did we not?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you put their talent to our talent. We match up pretty well. You know, they may have a spot. They may have a little edge here and there. But top to bottom, we should be competing with anybody we play. And it showed tonight. And we finally got that.
No doubt. No doubt. Folks, I'm glad to be wrapping up four straight nights here at Edmondson Academy. It's been a fun week, but a long week. And
it's not over.
No. Well,
it's just beginning if you want to look at it that
way. Yeah, that way. We'll say tomorrow is, you know.
Oh, is that next week?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it Saturday? I don't know. We got guaranteed two more going to call. Going to be road trips Saturday. Going to make the 3.5-hour trip to East Tennessee over to Copper Basin High School. They are an NFHS member school, so that's going to be an audio-only TWSWA mandated broadcast, similar to what we have done here at Livingston Academy. And then we'll be making the trip to Chattanooga Prep on Monday night. Both of those 7 o'clock Eastern tips would be my understanding.
Yes.
So they should both tip at 6 o'clock Central, which means the H&H General Equipment Parts pregame show should go live at about 5:45 Central. We like to go live about 5:42 and a half most of the time.
Yeah, most of the time. And, you know,
Some state sectional games, who knows?
I may even go 20 minutes early. That's right. Hey, it's been a fun one here tonight. Clay County dropping this one in overtime by 1 point, 65-64 to Pickett County. But they all put on a great game for us here. They're calling to watch. Folks, unless they got anything final for Doug Strong and for Thomas Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong wishing y'all a good night.